Gingivitis is one of those health issues that often flies under the radar. It's common, usually painless and easy to overlook, but if left untreated, it can lead to much more serious problems. Thomas Kutis asked Professor Dilip Sharma, head of the discipline of oral health at the School of Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle, to explain a little bit more about gingivitis.
Yes, gingivitis is like anywhere in the body, inflammation of gums. So usually it's one of the most common things because everyone has plaque, so the bacterial film on the tooth surface that sits there, and that's the body's reaction to that bacteria flows to the gums, which leads to gingivitis.
Many people notice bleeding gums when brushing, but they don't feel pain. How can they tell if it's gingivitis or something else, like swollen gums or just unhealthy looking gums?
Yeah, most of the gingivitis looks like a swollen gums, but it initially starts as a very subtle redness or inflammation that is in the soft tissue. Like, you can't really see it until a bit later in terms of inflammation. So essentially, if it bleeds, there is gingivitis in the gums. That's the first sign of any gingival inflammation or gingivitis.
Are there other early warning signs that people should look out before it progresses?
It's generally the bleeding on brushing is the first one, but after that, any slight redness that you can see, rounding of the margins of the gums, or even swelling of what we call interdental papilla. So that's the triangular tissue between the two teeth, adjacent teeth. So that portion starts to become swollen. In advanced cases, you do get bad odor, that is malodor from the mouth. That could be another sign. But in more severe cases where it progresses further, there might be even pus when it's secondarily infected.
What other factors can increase someone's risk of developing gingivitis? Are there conditions that, like medical conditions or people taking medications?
Yes. So gingivitis is purely reaction to inflammation. So any bodily diseases that can change the inflammatory balance between a mouth and the rest of the body can lead to gingivitis. So for example, diabetes. So patients with diabetics have much severe and much obvious gingival disease, which also can progress to periodontal disease, periodontitis, which is the next stage of gingivitis. But also there's other conditions like bacterial infections, viral infections, even fungal infections can present as gingivitis.
If someone suspects they have gingivitis, what's the best course of action? Can it be reversed with better hygiene alone?
Well, if it's in the initial 2 or 3 days, which is highly unlikely that you would notice it, at that stage, removing the irritants, which is the plaque, can help. But again, generally, there is a harder deposits on the tooth surface, which is calculus, and that needs to be professionally removed. So there's not too much you can do if you're gums are swollen and it's already looking quite red. You have to see a dentist or any dental professional who can have a look at it and remove the deposits.
And finally, what's the difference between gingivitis and periodontitis, and why is it so important to catch gingivitis early, do you think?
Yes, so gingivitis is when the inflammation and the damage is limited to the soft tissue, just the gums. So there is no real pocketing of the gum tissue when it is still gingivitis. But once it progresses, it can start resorbing or dissolving the bone supporting the tooth. And that's when we call it periodontitis. So the bone loss is much more severe, often hard to reverse. So that's when we say once a periodontitis patient, he's always going to be a periodontitis patient because the bone loss can be arrested, but very rarely it can be reversed back to where it was. So it's very critical to kind of treat the patient and it is still gingivitis.
Professor Dilip Sharma, head of the discipline of oral health at the School of Health Sciences at Newcastle University, speaking there with Thomas Kutas.